From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House said Monday afternoon, don't expect President Donald Trump to issue any red line warnings to North Korea, citing they have not worked in the past. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says President Trump is building a partnership with China that could hopefully help resolve matters with North Korea.
On the economic side of things, China is the number one importer of North Korean coal. I think to see them curtail some of that has a real economic impact on the region. There's a lot of economic and political pressure points that I think China can utilize, and we've been very encouraged with the direction in which they're going.
Spicer's comments came after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence earlier Monday issued a strong warning to North Korea that President Trump will use military force if needed to deal with the Kim Jong-un's government's escalating nuclear threat.
For more than two decades, the United States and our allies have worked to peacefully dismantle North Korea's nuclear program and alleviate the suffering of their people. But at every step of the way, North Korea answered our overtures with willful deception, broken promises, and nuclear and missile tests. The era of strategic patience is over.
The U.S. vice president has made it clear the U.S. stands with North Korea, make that South Korea, against North Korea as the reclusive state continues to conduct missile and nuclear tests. The vice president said North Korea would do well not to test President Trump's resolve and that all options are on the table to achieve a denuclearized peninsula. Many in South Korea have grown concerned that the U.S. might take unilateral military action against North Korea that could plunge the region into war. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.